Good morning. Have you ever been in a situation or in a conversation or when you've just, you're getting so frustrated? It's the phrase, "I have had enough." You ever use that phrase? Usually body language goes with it. "I have had enough." I sometimes feel like that when I watch the news at night. "I have had enough." It's a phrase that usually we use when we sort of, "I don't want to hear anymore, I don't want to be part of this anymore." There's a frustration in it, in that line. Well, when I read this reading from Isaiah earlier in the week, that's the phrase that jumped off the page at me. And that phrase is being offered to us in the words of Yahweh, in the words of God. "I have had enough." I want to reflect with you a bit on this reading we shared from the prophet Isaiah. It's a powerful reading, and I think can offer us some challenge reflections. Isaiah is a prophet in Judah. It's the book of Isaiah is a very lengthy book, almost divided into three parts, written over so many years. But this is the very beginning of the prophet Isaiah. And his life is in Judah, in the kingdom of Judah, among God's people and others as well. And one of the things to keep in mind, I always keep in mind whenever I'm thinking of the prophets, and I've said this many times over the years, a prophet to me is not just someone, well, we oftentimes think of a prophet as someone who tells the future. But a prophet to me is always someone who tells the present. And tells the present in a way that sometimes we don't want to hear, we don't want to be a part of, and we shut out the words of the prophet because of the reality of what they're telling us about the present. And Isaiah's ministry was very much challenging the people of Judah. They were living in a time where the people of Judah were becoming overwhelmed by the Assyrians. They were beginning to try to negotiate with the Assyrians in order to continue on. And they were giving up a lot of their, what they were called to be as God's people. The covenant that had been made between God and the people of Judah was beginning to crack. They were beginning to ignore the covenant and separate themselves from their relationship with God. There was a brokenness there that was going on. And the prophet Isaiah is challenging the people of his time to heed the covenant and to heed this relationship that they're called to have with God. A prophet oftentimes is someone who speaks in this, almost the voice of God. A prophet is someone who oftentimes is speaking from their own personal experience of the holy, of God, of the other. Isaiah speaking in the words of Yahweh. And so Isaiah says this, sharing with this people of Judah, here's what Yahweh is saying. And he speaks in the I. "Hear the word of the Lord," Isaiah says. "Listen to the teaching of our God." And then the voice of Yahweh saying, "What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices? I have had enough." This is God, Yahweh speaking to the people of Judah. "I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams, the fat of fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from you? Trample my courts no more. Bringing offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood." There's an attention grabber. Isaiah, this is what God is saying to the people of Judah. It would almost be, I was trying to find a comparison. Imagine if we're sitting here in our time and we're hearing a prophet, we're hearing a prophetic word of God saying to us, people of St. Paul's, I've had enough. I tire of your coming together on Sundays, singing your hymns, reading your scripture, celebrating your festivals, your baptisms, your confirmations, having your clergy in the midst of you. I've had enough. I'm tired of it. That would get our attention. That, to get a sense of what the people of Judah are hearing is a bit of that, if you can translate that. But what does then Yahweh say to the people? Why is this being said? It's being said because for Yahweh, all of those rituals and sacrifices are not seen as bad, but Yahweh is basically saying they're empty. They're empty. And Yahweh continues in this reading to say, after that great challenge, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rescue the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. What Yahweh is saying to the people of Judah is that I am not seeing. I am not seeing that. And so all that you do, all these festivals and rituals are empty, just empty. And Isaiah is challenging the people to engage in their world, to engage in their time, to restore the world to the dream that God has for it. Then those rituals have meaning and purpose. So I began to think about this reading in terms of how do we hear this today? And I got to tell you, I don't want to sound arrogant or boastful or maybe not wanting to hear this message, but what I stand and perhaps can gather our thoughts is in a time over the last few years where we have not been able to celebrate our rituals, our gatherings, our feasts, our baptisms, our confirmations, the Eucharist in the way that we're accustomed to. We weren't able to gather and be in relationship. We missed a lot of that. We lost some of that connectedness, but maintained it as best we could virtually. I think we did a fairly good job at that. But, in the midst of the pandemic these last few years, this faith community sought justice, rescued the oppressed, defended the orphan, pleaded for the widow, to use biblical language. This parish never ceased that idea of trying to engage with the world around us. Maybe it wasn't Assyria, but it's our time, and restoring this world to God's dream and God's vision. In the midst of brokenness and a need of healing, this community of faith, I think, unlike the people of Judah, we did the best we could, and we still have more to do. But I want to commend all of you gathered, those gathered with us virtually, in this faith community who really tried to continue who we are, because who we are is not just what we do here on Sundays, but what we do here on Sundays and other days and other feasts and other celebrations nourishes us, feeds us, strengthens us to go forth and engage in this world around us, as this reading is challenging us to reflect on. So during the pandemic, we dealt with folks in this community who had no food or little food. We reached out to those with whom we've had relationships, the farm worker ministry, and tried to do even more. While our mono day may not have looked the same, We still gather together in generosity. Refuge for Refugee Ministry walked with folks with whom we're in relationship with through this pandemic, welcoming into a new country, a new place in the midst of a pandemic. One Way continued to work in this community for affordable housing, both in Wake County and particularly here in Cary. We continue to be engaged in that work. Pastoral care still continued. It may have looked differently. We may not have been able to visit people in their hospital beds. We may not have been able to visit people in their homes, but we made phone calls. We spoke to people from doors. We visited people in assisted living on the other side of a window with a phone, talking to them on the other side of the window. The pastoral care continued. People who lost loved ones during the pandemic, while we weren't able to gather and do our rituals, the pastoral care still took place. And so I'm encouraged by that. I want to raise that up before us and name that and celebrate the fact that now we're beginning to be able to gather again and to be strengthened and nourished and to remind ourselves who we are as a gathered community so that we know who we are when we're sent forth, that gathering and sending forth. And that, to me, is the challenge that Isaiah is saying to the folks. You might be gathering for your rituals, but you're not going forth to change this world. And that, to me, is the balance. And so I want to raise that up before us this day, working off of this reading from Isaiah, and remind us that I think that's part of our DNA, and both those worshiping and gathering, I'll talk about that a little bit more during announcements, and also the work that we continue to do in the community and beyond are both part of who we are. And we need to grow in each of those areas even more as need arises. So let us hear that word from God today. I hope God is not saying to us, I've had enough. I hope what we present to God in our generosity, in our goodness of our hearts, in our seeking justice, seeking compassion for those who are on the edges of society, that God's continued blessings will be with us as we go forth this day.